This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida, has risen to 18 after authorities said six bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but remain hopeful of finding survivors. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit Champlain Towers South collapsed last Thursday. Since then, rescue workers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside on Thursday. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee for a violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week said she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. President Biden announced Wednesday, during a virtual meeting with governors, that Western states vulnerable to wildfires and suffering from drought and extreme heat are to receive more help from the federal government. Biden said federal firefighters would get a boost in their minimum wage and be kept on the job as long as needed beyond the traditional wildfire season. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Bill Cosby is back home in suburban Philadelphia after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby, who was 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator, Andrea Constan, at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison Wednesday didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback with the Me Too movement. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday denounced as idiocy his country's past policy of becoming a frontline state in the U.S.-led war against terrorism in Afghanistan, blaming the policy for the persistent security and economic challenges facing Islamabad. Khan again ruled out the possibility of providing Pakistani bases to the U.S. military for counter-terrorism strikes in Afghanistan following the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from the neighboring country after nearly two decades. Speaking Wednesday, Khan criticized President Biden's unexpectedly fast-paced troop withdrawal, simultaneously asking Pakistan to use its leverage to push the Taliban to the negotiating table to find a political settlement to the war. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survived Wednesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands where many ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. A Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and human rights lawyer was arrested for the second time in less than a month Wednesday, marking the city's first year under the national security law. Chow Hang Tang, a vice chair of the nonprofit Hong Kong Alliance, arrested for inciting a legal assembly, which was scheduled to take place on July 1st. She was also arrested June 4th for the same charge, according to the group's secretary general. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.